Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My name is Rana Sabagh and I work at the Islamic Center of Passaic County. I am the Social Services Manager and we're very excited about today's event with Cornerstone and Islamic Relief with the Day of Dignity.
So we started the day out with the Day of Dignity. And the idea of the Day of Dignity, which was sponsored by Islamic Relief USA, was to uplift our communities, to recognize that regardless of what you're going through in life, whether you are struggling in terms of housing, in terms of finance, in terms of your marriage, in terms of refugee status, in terms of difficulties that are internal, whatever your struggle is, that we as a community have to come together to uplift one another, and that we as a community need to ensure that we all feel connected, that we all feel that we are not alone.
Greetings of peace and blessings to you all. My name is Sanaa Kakkad. As Dr. Shiki was saying, JazakAllah Khair for this wonderful program. JazakAllah Khair to ICPC, Sheikh Khatanani, who are a pillar in our community, and to you for inspiration and to always bring us together. Alhamdulillah, I am so inspired to be here today. When I tell you I'm inspired for so many reasons. I'm inspired by the beautiful recitations that we just heard. JazakAllah Khair. His father is also an amazing reciter, so we're in the family. I'm inspired by the work that Dr. Susie does. I'm inspired by this community and what the youth are doing. I'm inspired seeing these children in the back coming here. I'm inspired by the resilience that I'm seeing throughout these hallways. I'm inspired by the organizations, mashallah, that are out here servicing our community, that are standing together. And what makes me feel so happy is that I'm able to see Islamic Relief's slogan, which is working together for a better world. I'm able to see that, alhamdulillah, come to life today.
الخابوري من العراق. جيت هنا قبل 5 سنوات وعاشة مع زوجي وأولادي. عندي أولاد 2 بوي 2 وبنت واحدة. أيام أشتغل أيام ما أقدر أشتغل، مرات بنتي مثلا ما تروح المدرسة، أنا قلقة إذا أخاف أخليها بالهوتيل، فيعني أريد أفتهم شو راح يصير بعد هذا، بعد هذا الشيء.
So ever since the flooding happened, they have been staying at a hotel. They lost everything. They left everything behind, all their belongings, all their clothes. She also lost her son's car, was completely totaled and damaged. So they have been in the hotel right now for 2 months and she has no idea what is going to happen next.
My name is Melody Khalifa. I am a school counselor in West Windsor, New Jersey. I am also a licensed associate counselor for the state of New Jersey. And I am here supporting mental health, the clinical perspective. And from my experience working with youth and their families, I think it's such an important thing to end the stigma about mental health. I believe that a lot of us are unsure and we stigmatize mental health because it's not something that we can see.
I'm very happy to be here at this particular event and to support Cornerstone and everything that they've been doing for the community, because I know that there's so many, the fabrics of our society, so many different people need assistance in terms of their mental, social well-being, their spiritual well-being. And Cornerstone is providing those services, trying to help people out with not just with the professional experience, but at the same time with the background in faith and ethics and morals and principles. So it's really something that's amazing. It's something that's needed in our communities and at so many different levels, from families, from marriage, from counseling, from students that are seeking help, going through addictions and problems. And this is why I'm so happy to be here and so happy to be a small part of this contribution.
Assalamu alaikum, this is Imam Saraj Wahaj. I'm letting you know that I'm very happy to be at this conference today with my good friend Sheikh Khatanani. Alhamdulillah, Sister Susie Ismail has invited me to this program. It's a wonderful program. Muslims have to know about mental health. I'm here to promote it. It's necessary. We shouldn't be afraid of it. We should embrace it.
stigma as much as possible, recognize mental health issues in ourselves and our loved ones, our families, and our community to avoid.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm Dr. Ray, and I'm honored to be here, alhamdulillah, first and foremost, with Dr. Susie and the staff of Cornerstone. We've had a great reception, alhamdulillah. So many of the youth and the parents have been so enthusiastic about our topics. First and foremost, today we talked about mental health and wellness and how that relates to your identity and your spirituality. I had a session earlier today with the youth about addiction, and they were so great. They shared so much, told so much of their knowledge and the stories of their experiences. Alhamdulillah, this has been such a fruitful, ambitious day that's been filled with enjoyment.
With things outwardly and inwardly, and sometimes those struggles inward are even far greater than what anyone might experience on the outside. And sometimes people, they struggle with finding the support they need to overcome those challenges they find within. Sometimes actually finding the courage to turn to someone to get help for some of those struggles is a challenge in itself.
Before I introduce our esteemed guests for the evening, I wanted to share with you a little bit about why we put this program together. And I wanted to share a little bit about Cornerstone, the work that we do, our purpose, our focus, and the importance of putting together programs like the one that ICPC has partnered with us in order to kick off today.
Hi, my name is Jamie Pitlick, and I am a Master's of Social Work student at Rutgers University School of Social Work, and I'm here today volunteering at the Day of Dignity, which is an event that we're having in the community in Paterson, New Jersey, just to support the refugees that are in our community and to make sure that they feel included and that they have the resources that they need for them to feel supported. We have some different speakers that are discussing wellness and mental health, and then outside we have school supplies that we're giving away, backpacks, hygiene kits, teddy bears, and then some other organizations here in the community that have information about the services that they can provide to anybody who needs the support.
ليش جيت عملك او شو فقط رح يصير
انه اهم شيء كان عندي مستقبل الاطفال ما فكرت غير بمستقبل الاطفال.
She came so we can get a better future, and she really, the only reason she came is for the kids.
I think we have to appreciate someone Sheikh once said to me that the most important knowledge that you can ever have is the knowledge of yourself.
But in the absence of the strengths of our communal bonds, in the absence of that reality, we have entities like Cornerstone that help us stand up a little bit more straight. You know, it's al-hikmat al-dallat al-mu'min. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. أَنَّا وَجَدَهَا فَهُوَ أَحَقُّ بِهَا. That wherever you find it, that is, you have more preference to it. So going to a place like Cornerstone is from hikmah, from wisdom. I don't know how to live life, I can guarantee you.
Even when we lose our beloved ones, we say that. When we face any challenge, we say that. When we have any hardship,
a big difference.
And now it is 5 years, but we were so good. Our kids start school, we start to settle our life, we start our job, we start to renew our house because we are the same house for a long time. It was so good. The life was so good until the flood. When the flood comes, it's like damage everything in our life. It's damage our soul too, damage our kids. Because everything does not look like your home.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My name is Dr. Muhammad Watanani, the Imam of the Islamic Center of the Bassey County. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this beautiful event, which was organized by Cornerstone. Thank you very much, Cornerstone. You did a great job. You are working for our community. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having this great organization in our Muslim community to empower the family, to take care of our youth, to solve the problems of addiction, anxiety, stress, all these crises. I think we need you. We need your work, we need your efforts.
So many beautiful faces, so many individuals from the community, different communities. We have people from New York, people from New Jersey, people from Pennsylvania, people from South Jersey, and people from North Jersey, and everywhere. So may Allah Azza wa Jal always allow us to gather together for His sake and His sake alone. May He anchor our hearts together and allow us to uplift one another in all of our initiatives. A huge thank you once again to our incredible panelists, to Imam Qatanani, who was the initial drive and the push when he called me one day and he said, Susie, we need a mental health conference at ICPC. And alhamdulillah, that seed was planted, and subhanAllah, when Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, has it written for us to be able to accomplish something, it is amazing how He eases the path for us and allows something beautiful to come to us.